Good morning, JP. Is this true? Are you a Raptors fan?
I kind of jumped on the bandwagon about a year ago when I moved back. And my brother's a huge fan, so I had a lot of family over last night. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
See, that's okay. JP, help me out here. Explain this to Dolly. Well, I think the word bandwagon seems to be almost a dirty word for some people, but people like nice things. It's okay to celebrate. Like, being a bandwagon fan isn't a bad... People like winners. It's okay,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but hold it. JP went from living in Kelowna to Toronto. This is what happens.
Well, I was in Toronto in 92-93 when the Jays won, so it was pretty similar. They were pretty excited last night.
Well, I know where you're going to be next week, JP. You're going to be in Vancouver for the NHL draft. Your agency represents, let me get this straight, Jack Hughes, Alex Turcotte, Cole Caulfield, Victor Soderstrom, Cam York. There's five guys, JP, that could go in the top 15, 20
picks.
It's
a lot of royalties you're saying there.
So,
right?
JP, you got a lot invested in this draft. That's some big names there you got coming into Vancouver next Friday.
Yeah, we obviously we advise some of those players just on the side, but we are a development group, and I think it's been a really, really good year for players. Like, we worked hard with, you know, got to know a lot of these players the last two or three years, but you know, they've really, really achieved, and you know, we were pretty excited about our draft next week.
JP, you look at some of the players, established NHLers that you represent. One of those is Louis Erickson. We've talked a lot about Louis. Jim Benning was public last week about saying, he wanted to talk to him. Have you had any conversations with the Canucks?
Yeah, no, I talk to Jim, two, three times a week. Jim's a very good communicator, so we talk a lot about things. And he's trying to figure out his roster, and we talk about Louis a lot, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, we're heading into the season, or the last couple of weeks can be some of the busiest part of the year for trade. So I do suspect there'll be a few things that'll pop up.
But you're still a big Louis Erickson fan, and you should be, but you still think he's got it in him in the right role to get back to what he used to do, score a ton of goals.
Yeah, I've seen him bounce back before. I've seen him have some dips, and I mean, sometimes it's just the chemistry isn't right, and I guess Louis hasn't really, he hasn't played at the level he's wanted to play in Vancouver, and he's going to have to take some personal, blame for that. But there's sometimes you get a player like this in a new environment, and I think we just saw Louis at the World Championship. I thought he looked terrific. So we'll see. I mean, if there's something that makes sense, I'm sure Vancouver will look at it.
You know, and that's the thing, JP, that he like everybody that plays with him, he's a good guy. Like, people like him as a teammate. And then, obviously there was, the comments in the article that kind of kicked up a hornet's nest here. But what happens is, you've represented guys in big, high-profile situations over the years. You know, Louis controls his destiny to a degree with a no trade clause. What is that sort of scenario as an agent, when you're a manager and you got a guy who's kind of going through a tough time? Like, how do you navigate that? I guess, like, is that management approaching you, or is that you talking to management? Like, what are the sort of the steps that you deal with as a representative?
Yeah, I think if it's time for a player to explore a move, and I mean, the reality is he may not move also, so we're going to have to deal with that part also. But if they're going to explore a move, we'll talk together. And if opportunities come to the table, I think they'll just be open and say, look, we have this opportunity to move him. You know, it's a tough situation. Like, maybe for a lot of hockey reasons, it might be better for Louis to play somewhere else. So I think we just have to work with Vancouver on looking at the options that come on the table here in the next little while.
Hey, JP, you got Tyler Myers and Jake Gardner. I'm here in the Canucks. Love these two players, and you're going to get a call from them. Can you're going to have multiple teams after these two guys, are you not, JP?
Yeah, I think so. I think in this free agency, there are, two of the top defensemen available. I think, well, Erik Karlsson's also available, so that group probably, they would be three of the top 10. So I think it'll be busy. I mean, we can start talking to teams on the Sunday, so I think we probably will be in Vancouver, and some of these teams will be there, so we'll start probably talking to teams on as early as Sunday.
Yeah, but JP, you're a UFA. You work hard all your life to get to UFA status. Tell us some of the things that these players want. Do you want to win a Stanley Cup? You want to go to a specific city? Do you want to go where the wife wants to go? What are some of the factors?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with what your options are. Like, a lot of people think, we can go to any team in the league, and that's, just not the case with the salary cap. So we're going to know pretty quickly in that interview period, what the real options are. And usually it comes down to, you know, for the really, really high-end free agent, maybe 3, 4, 5 options. You know, not, very rarely do you have 10 because the numbers, it's not the same as like a, you know, a college free agent who's under the entry level because anybody can put the, that contract forward. These are pretty big contracts, and you know, we got to see what the options are, and then and go from there, and talk to our clients about it.
But JP, the Canucks are in a rebuild, 4 years no playoffs. Are they less attractive for UFAs?
Yeah, I mean, the Canucks are in a rebuild. I don't know if they're, you know, I think with the right moves and their players making steps forward, that I think they'd probably hope they're closer than 4 years. But, you know, I think all these guys are going to sign longer term deals. And, you know, the Canucks, you know, for certain players could be a really, you know, a top four position on the Canucks could be a good spot.
JP Barry with us here on Sportsnet 650. You represent Tyler Myers and Jake Gardner. Those guys can handle. They've shown that they can handle fish bowls like Toronto and Winnipeg, respectively. Is Vancouver on the radar for those guys potentially?
Yeah, no. It's, I mean, they're not. Vancouver's definitely one of the teams that's going to be in the mix, and you know, we'll see. I mean, they have to step up. We have to hear from Vancouver. Obviously, they could, you know, they could make two trades next week, and that could be it, right?
Yeah, like, that's true too.
Free agency's a moving target. Like, you got these trades moving, and we could arrive at the draft, and Vancouver's got two new defensemen, so they're out of the picture. So,
yeah, that's true.
But no, I mean, we're gonna obviously it's a team that has some opportunity in the top four, so they're definitely gonna be on the list.
JP, you and I have had this conversation off the air. The Americans are coming on in the draft. There could be 5, 6, 7, maybe more Americans going the first round. What is it about the Americans developing players, and in your eyes? Because you got to grab these kids at a young age, and they go into the draft. Is the American development program catching up to Canada, or has it passed?
Well, it's different. I think we have a different system, but I think we can't not look at the things they're doing on the program that are working. Whether it's the amount of practice time that they have, less travel, more time to focus on details off ice. Like, we have to look at these things and compare. And it's not just the United States. I mean, no country's made bigger gains than Finland. So what are the Finns doing at this age group? So no, we always just have to take a look on a development side of that key age of like 15 to 18. Like, what are other countries doing? We can't just think that what we do is the best.
Hey JP, listen, I appreciate this. You know, it's a week to draft day with the number of the kids that you advise, and you've got free agency just around the corner. I'm sure your phone's buzzing off the hook, and I'm sure it's all mostly Dollywall just bugging you. So I appreciate you dealing with
this. Hey JP, I don't bug you. You know that.
Yes, you do. It's no. Okay. You can be honest,
hey,
JP.
Hey, JP's a super agent, one of the biggest agents in the world.
Well, don't suck up to him now.
Hey, just listen. He returns my text every time I text him.
Whether you want it or not, right?
I like my daily information from Rick.